This is the Riches from the Pages radio broadcast with evangelist Adam Borden, brought to you by Wahoo Baptist Church in Murrayville, Georgia. We invite you to join us for this time of mining the unsearchable riches of God's Word. And now, evangelist Adam Borden.
Thank you, Brother Les, and thank you for listening to the Riches from the Pages radio broadcast. So many of you have reached out and told us what a blessing that the broadcast is for you on a weekly basis, and we want to say thank you for listening faithfully to the broadcast. We do hope that you can find some biblical truth that can help you along your way. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank our home church, Wahoo Baptist Church in Murrayville, Georgia, with Pastor Mark Stroud, for supporting this radio ministry and keeping it on the air in these days. And if you'd like more information, I'll say this again at the end of the broadcast about what we are doing. And if you'd like to go back and listen to previous radio broadcasts, you can go to our website, Evangelist Adam Borden, that's spelled Borden.com, and click on the Riches from the Pages tab, and there are numerous radio broadcasts there to listen to at your convenience. Today, I wanted to step away from some of our recent preaching engagements that we usually bring to you here on the broadcast and speak to you about a subject that is very common, and I believe it is something that people have a lot of confusion about or question regarding, and that is the area of conviction in our lives. We have some biblical basis for this subject, and that is actually the best source of answer that we can derive from the Word of God. So I'd like to choose from three scriptures today on this subject of conviction. Many people that we find throughout our life fall under a time when conviction is entered into their soul by the Holy Spirit. Now, we need to make a distinction on who is convicted and why they are convicted. First of all, conviction, we must see, is a matter of God, the Holy Ghost, dealing with the heart of man. There are two distinct areas and two distinct situations whereby we might feel, know, and perceive conviction for our sins that is brought unto the heart of man by God the Holy Ghost. First of all, I'd like to look in the New Testament book of Acts, chapter number 2. Begin reading in verse number 32. The Bible says this: as Peter is making confession on that day of Pentecost and preaching unto a multitude. Verse 32 picks up and says, this Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, which hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. And he concludes his message with these words: therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And at the end of the message, in verse 37, we hear the account of the reaction of those who were listening to the Apostle Peter on that day, and they said these words: now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Notice back in verse number 37, there is a reference to our subject today, and that is, it says, they were pricked in their hearts. My friends, this is a reference unto Holy Ghost conviction, because the gospel of Jesus Christ had been presented to all those who would listen in Jerusalem on that day. And the effect of the gospel that is preached, the effect of the gospel that is shared, the effect of the gospel that is testified of, is that it deals with the heart of man, and man must make a choice on receiving that word, either to accept or to reject Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And so when they were convicted, when they were pricked in their hearts, they asked this question, what shall we do? And later on, Paul and Silas were in prison, and the jailhouse shook, and the jailer came unto them and said, men, what must I do to be saved? Oh, the realization that God is holy and man is wicked, the realization that Jesus is pure and man hath sinned. Oh, the realization that we're nothing without Christ Jesus and his cleansing blood. That realization comes through conviction, much like the criminal in our day faces a courtroom, either by the jury of his peers or a judge on a bench, and he is found guilty of his crime. There is judgment, and a conviction is placed on that criminal to serve his time and to pay his penalty for that crime. And so us as sinners, as human beings who have fallen by the wayside, we feel that same type of conviction when we are lost without Jesus Christ, knowing that we have a penalty to pay, and that penalty is eternal death and hell and damnation. But when that conviction comes, we can make the right choice, and that is, we can call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, where Romans 10:13 says, we shall be saved. Conviction draws us to a point of repentance as a sinner. When you are lost, you are convicted because you are lost. Now, let me give you quickly two other scriptures over in 2 Corinthians chapter number 7, and we'll read verses 9 and 10. Paul writing into that church at Corinth, now I rejoice, not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Now there is a distinction that Paul makes, and that Peter recognized back in Acts chapter 2, and that is, when we are sinners, lost without God, lost without the salvation of Jesus Christ through his gospel, by grace, through faith, then we are made to realize through the conviction of the Holy Ghost that we need forgiveness. And the road to forgiveness starts with repentance. Our hand of repentance reaching up to God's hand of forgiveness coming down in his grace. And that transaction of salvation, my friend, it changes the avenue, and it changes the perspective of conviction from that point forward. No longer are we convicted as a lost person, but I want to show you in John chapter 8, verse 9, picking up there, notice this, as Jesus was presented with a woman caught in the very act of adultery, when Jesus writes in the sand, verse number 9, it says this about those who had brought this woman in sin. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone with a woman standing in the middle. Notice this. It said that they were convicted. They were convicted. These were supposed religious people, those who believed in God, those who looked for a Messiah, those who counted the Word of God as their guide. They were convicted of their sin in their conscience. just like you and I are convicted in our sins. Now, I believe if we can gain proper perspective on this element of conviction, a lot of doubt, a lot of wonder, a lot of worry about this question, am I saved or am I not saved? I feel bad inside when the preacher preaches. I don't know what it is that's bothering me. I wonder if I'm saved at all. Well, I have good news for you, my friend. Not good news that you're a sinner. Not good news that you sin. Not good news that you fall into temptation. But there is godly sorrow that worketh unto repentance. That is conviction of sin. My sinner friend, my lost friend, I implore you today to pay attention and to give heed to that Holy Ghost voice inside of you that is convicting you as a sinful person, and respond to that with a yes unto Jesus Christ. You are convicted, my sinner friend, because you're a sinner. You are convicted because you have a guilty sentence passed upon you because of the sin nature that you live in and the sin that you commit. And without the commitment unto Christ, without the turning away, without the repentance and the calling out unto God unto salvation, your conviction will continue until you run out of conviction for your lost condition. Now, my saved friend, when we accept Jesus Christ, conviction does not end. And this is the key sticking point that most people fall under the shadow and the cloud of doubt. And that is, I feel bad like I did before I had that moment when I asked Jesus into my heart, when I asked Jesus to save my soul. I feel just like that. I have that cloudy feeling in my soul. I have that heaviness in my heart. And I know I've messed up. I know I have not done right. I know that I have sinned. That is a conviction, not because you're lost, but it's a conviction because you're saved. God tells us in his word that whom he loveth, he chasteneth. And that means conviction because of sin after we're saved. I hate to break it to you. You don't want to sin as you're a saved person. Unfortunately, it's a sad truth that you and I do sin. We have sins of commission, things that we do that we should not, words that we say that we should not, thoughts that we allow to linger that we should not, actions of our hands and feet and our body that we should not. Oh yes, my friend, what a shame it is that we do still sin from time to time. But thank God, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness and cleanse us through his blood. Oh yes, my friend, there's forgiveness for sin, even for a saved person. But that will not ever negate God's convicting power in our life for sin after we are saved. Do you have that doubt in your heart? Do you have conviction in your heart? Are you a new convert? Maybe you've been struggling with this for years. I just feel very burdened for some people who are saved, who have that moment in their life when they bowed their head and they bowed their heart and they confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and they repented of their sin and they gave their whole life to God and God gloriously saved them through his blood. And yet, I feel this feeling of conviction that I remember so well as a lost person. It's okay. That is only the evidence of God, the Holy Ghost, the thrice holy God, who is so disturbed by our sin, who is so offended by our sin. It is sweet conviction to know that he loves us. He cares so deeply for us. He values our communion with him. He values our relationship with him so much that he wants nothing, not one thing, to interfere and to come between sweet communion with his child. Conviction after you're saved. It doesn't mean you need to get saved again, because God said, once you're saved, yes, my friend, you're always saved. Don't be confused by conviction. God uses conviction for the lost to save them, and he uses conviction for the saved to keep them clean and pure in their lives. Be encouraged in that today. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Our prayer is that the Word of God has done a work in you today. For more information on the ministry of Evangelist Adam Borden, go to evangelistadamborden.com. spelled B-O-R-D-E-N. And click on the contact page, or you can call 615-785-5682. Join us next time as we find riches from the pages of God's Word with Evangelist Adam Borden.